You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Well then, Rachel, I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Keen to talk books this morning. What are we chatting about?
So today I'll be reviewing The Big Con by Mariana Mazzucato and Rosie Collington. And it's a real deep dive into the relationship between governments and consulting companies.
Ooh, fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think, like, I always think about who would want to read this book. And honestly, I feel like everyone should read it. We've had our own questions here, I think, about that sort of public-private partnership. But this book is pretty specific. So it came about as a result of Rosie Collington. She's Mariana Mazzucato's PhD student, and they're sort of writing about these IIP rules that govern how businesses should behave. And what came out of that process, I think, was a really, really fascinating look at what happens when we outsource the responsibility of providing social goods from democratically elected governments and esoteric institutions to the private sector and to accounting and asset management companies. And of course, in the author's perspective, it's not a great relationship. So she kind of looks at how a lot of these consulting companies that are contracted by governments are ones, so they're being like given the responsibility to shape public policy according to the social good, but often they work for the same companies that cause the social ills in the first place. So in 2021, she uses this specific case study of Australia, and the CSIRO, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, has like basically a massive treasure chest of climate research. And in 2021, they were denied funding to help develop Australia's net zero company, and instead that funding went to McKinsey, which is a consulting group which also consults on which consults fossil fuel companies as well. It's a really interesting look at how increasingly social policy is being taken out of the public sector and into the private. Yeah, and I think in 2021 also, $2.5 billion of consulting contracts were awarded by the UK public sector to consultancy firms about COVID policy, which I think when you look at the UK and the COVID responses, it's really interesting. And she also looked at the specific case of Tarek Fancy, who was a former BlackRock executive, another consulting group who became a whistleblower, and basically said that the ESG, which is the environment, social and governance criteria that businesses are required to show a commitment to, he was basically saying that companies were using this and their ESG reports to basically have like a cover for the actual social ills they were causing. So stuff like, you know, somewhere like JP Diamond Chase might, you know, write reports on the number of women that they have in executive roles. But this ignores largely the problems, the financial problems that are like taken on by single mothers in certain areas of the US. I think they talk about a specific New York City, a lower income city that was basically decimated by their financial services.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really fascinating look. Yeah, and I think, like, it's all stuff that people probably think about a lot, but it gives, like, I think a specific argument to what happens to society, but also, yeah, like, specific examples of it happening now.
That sounds fascinating and extremely sort of freaky, but in a very interesting way. Remind us of the name and the author again, Suri.
And it's The Big Con by Mariana Mazzucato and Rosie Collington. And you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores now.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for that, Suri. Have a lovely rest of your day and we will see you very soon.
You too, Rachel. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.